Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There may be no more affluent place in Massachusetts than the island of Nantucket, where the median single-family home price is higher than $2 million. But amid that prosperity is more evidence of the opiate crisis in Massachusetts. It's a problem many say is exacerbated by the island's wealth and isolation. In the second of her two reports on opiates on the islands, WBUR's Deborah Becker this morning has this look at how Nantucket is preparing for the drug challenges posed by the summer tourist season.
Just getting off the ferry in Nantucket, you know you're in a unique place. The quaint shops, cobblestone roads, and picturesque shoreline attract tens of thousands of vacationers to this 14-mile-long island every summer. But the beauty does not make it immune from Massachusetts' opiate problem.
I think it is dramatic. I mean, I think on Nantucket, if you go certain places, there's lots of needles around.
Dr. Tim Lepre is a general surgeon at Nantucket Cottage Hospital, the only hospital on the island. He also runs a medication program to help those addicted to opiates.
You see a 130-foot yacht in the harbor, but then you also see people working four jobs to pay the rent. The disparities in income are tremendous, and I think that that contributes to some of these problems.
The entire island gears up for the influx of tourists in the summer when Nantucket's population grows tenfold. What concerns Lepre about this summer is opiates and how prevalent they can be in a vacation mentality.
In the summer after 5 o'clock, I anticipate everybody's drunk. Half the island goes to AA, the other half should.
There are dozens of AA or Alcoholics Anonymous meetings on the island each week. But Lepre says they're not so anonymous.
If you're living in Framingham or you're living in Brockton, you may not know what your neighbor's up to. Out here, you pretty much know if your neighbor is taking their meds.
One 23-year-old who didn't want his name used so people wouldn't know about his problem has left Nantucket twice for residential substance abuse treatment. He's been sober for about a month. He grew up on the island and says once the temperatures rise, drugs become prevalent.
In the summertime, I notice, you know, there is a lot of opiate use. I notice a lot more cocaine, a lot more, like mushrooms and weed and ecstasy and things like that, you know, social drugs.
He believes the island's affluence helps fuel the availability of opiates. It's drug world economics, he says. Dealers can make double, sometimes triple, what they make selling heroin on the mainland. And they'll front drugs to try to build a customer network.
Back when I was using a lot, I was selling also, and I was getting it, you know, just to support the habit kind of deal. And I was getting it on the Cape, you know, just going on the Cape. They know people from Nantucket, you know, have money, and they know that there's no drugs out here. And so they're very willing to work with people.
Nantucket police are aware of this, and they're trying to crack down. While they don't have statistics on only opiate-related arrests, last year there were 14 arrests on the island for drug distribution. Nantucket Police Lieutenant Jerry Adams says by May of this year, there were 10 similar arrests.
Heroin seems to have made a comeback when the prescription pills became more available. I think what I'm seeing here now, which is disturbing, is a younger crowd using opiates, and it is very pervasive.
The Nantucket Police Force doubles in size in the summer, bringing on reserve and special so-called community officers to handle traffic and minor matters. Lieutenant Adams expects this summer officers will also have to deal with what might be a trend, increased crimes such as larceny, especially at construction sites, presumably to pay for drugs. He says the island's small-town atmosphere can also make policing difficult.
Some of these officers have grown up with some of these individuals, and now they're in the position to have to arrest them or for drug-related crimes. Unlike other communities, officers can't live in the town next to them. They see them at church, and they see them at the grocery store. We're all here together.
there is no structured substance abuse treatment on Nantucket, no detox or residential treatment center. In the past year, 25 people from Nantucket were taken to the Gosnell Treatment Center on Cape Cod. That's the closest detox facility.
This is the worst that I've seen, and I've been on island for 3 years.
Tassandra Pearson is Executive Director of Family and Children's Services of Nantucket, which provides substance abuse counseling and a crisis hotline. In just 1 week last month, the hotline received 6 crisis calls, 3 of them involving opiate overdoses.
We can say that we've never had a wait list this long, and we haven't seen crisis popping like this in quite some time. So with working with the hospital and other non-for-profits in the area, it is a concern for all of us that we are seeing this impact such a small community in a big way.
Pearson is hiring more counselors and trying to expand services in an effort to reduce the impact of the problem, especially this summer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.